Okay, we're on to Kuf Samach Dalet, the halachas of Pidyon Aven. Mitzvah Saseh, Min HaTorah, on every person to be Paide, is Ben Bechor. Ben Bechor goes by the mother. So if it's the mother's first son, so you have to do a Pidyon Aven. Pidyon Aven means that you give Heislaim to the Kohen. Heislaim in our terms is 96 grams of silver. And you're allowed to give that in chafatzim, but you're not allowed to give in karka, nor can you give it in a shtar, nor can you give banknotes. So you have to, what's it called? Silver is the best. If you appoint a certain kayin, you're not allowed to change your mind and say, no, I don't want you, and you know, I'll give it to the other guy. But b'diyeved, if he did that, even though it was usher, but he was yet in the midst of pidyon aben. Pidyon aben is done after 30 days. It's on the 30th day that you're supposed to do the pidyon aben. And you're supposed to do it miyad. You're not supposed to be machmitz on the mitzvah. However, if it comes out on Shabbos or Yomtiv, so then you do push it off. Kol mayid, you're allowed to do a pidyon aben. The minig is to do pidyon aben during the day, but if you can't do it during the day because it was Shabbos, so then you do it on Matzei Shabbos. That happens all the time. The father comes in and he brings the money to offers it to a kohen. The whole nusach over there. The kohen says to him, "My boy is tfei. What do you want? Do you want the, you know, do you want your kid? Or do you want a, what's it called? Do you want your money?" And they go through the whole nusach over there. After that, the father, before he gives the money over, he makes a bracha. And when the kohen takes the money, takes the coins, he puts it on the kid's head, and he says zetach hazeh. Then he gives them a bracha, yisimcha like him, and yivarecha Hashem yishmerecha. He makes a bracha, preferably on wine. If there's no wine, then you can make a chamar medina. However, here chaps a difference. Usually they do the pidyon aben. Usually they do the pidyon aben in the middle of the suda. If you're going to make the bracha not on yayin, on chamar medina, so you should do it before the suda, because otherwise you won't be able to make the bracha because it's in the middle of the suda. Okay, if the father is not in the place where the baby is, he can do pidyon aben without the baby. You know, it's not ma'akev. You don't have to have the baby over there. You can just do it together with a kain. It's b'diyeved, but it does work. Also, there was a minig in certain places that the kohen, after getting the money, would give it back. It's ideal that he does not do that. And Adarabi, you should look for a kohen who's poor, who needs the money, and do it that way. Mother is not chayiv in pidyon aben. It's a mitzvah on the father. So in a situation le'aleinu where there is no father, so it's not a mitzvah on the mother to be paid to the kid, it's a mitzvah on Beis Din. If the father or Beis Din were negligent and there never was a pidyon aben, so then the person, when he becomes a gadol, has a chiyuv to be paid to himself. And he makes a bracha, but over there the bracha is not al pidyon aben, but it's al pidyon bechor, because it's not his son, he's being paid to himself. A kohen or a levi is putter from pidyon aben with his kid. Also, if the mother is a bas kohen or a bas levi, so also there's no pidyon aben. Let's say you have a bas kohen who has a child from a guy, in that situation, so then then she was mechal herself, and she's a zayna, and in that situation you do have to make a pidyon aben. The kid was born from her, and the kid is Jewish. Furthermore, let's say that she was mezana with a guy, and then afterwards she had a child from a Jew, and you know, whatever, she had a regular marriage or whatever. Vaiter, you have to do a pidyon aben because she has a din of a chalala, and therefore you would have to do a pidyon aben kiilu she wasn't a bas kain. Finally, the last halacha over here, if a woman has a miscarriage, so then that creates a shaila about whether the kid is considered to be a bechor for pidyon aben, and in that situation, so shaila should be asked. All right, that's the halachas of pidyon aben. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, so we start the halachas of chinuch chinuch being mechanech your kids, and also some of the dinim of a malamed of a rebbe. So that's coming up tomorrow.